We are in the middle of Tov Tzadi Zayin. Let's try to move things along and finish the Siman tonight, and then next week we'll start the next Siman, I hope. Ezrat Hashem. Okay, we are up to Seif Yud. So we spoke about the fact that you have to designate the birds that you would like to shecht for the Yontif Seuda. So the question is, how do you do that? So these are all the Gemaras over there. Most of it's towards the end of the first parak of Beitza. A little bit we saw in Ein Tzadin, obviously. So Keter Hu Hazimun. So the Shulchan Aruch Sifyot. How do you designate the birds? Omer Zev Zev Ani No Telamachar. I'm gonna take Ziggy and Iggy and shech them and eat them at the Seuda on Yontif. The Eino Tzarech L'nanim, but you don't need to pick up the birds. You just have to designate which birds you're taking. Aval, but Omer Mikan Ani No Telamachar. If you have a whole group of birds and you say I'm gonna take a couple from here, Lo Sagi, that's enough. That does not count. Now, this is a machlokes Bezhil Beishamai. Mishabro points out, Sif Katon Lamed Aleph. You don't need to actually pick up the bird. Lafuki Midaz Beishamai. De Lohavi Zimun Elimkin Ovid Maisa Dehanu Sheyinanea Haken. According to Beishamai, it's not Zimun if you single out Ziggy and Iggy. You have to pick up, well, from here it doesn't sound like you have to actually pick up the actual bird. Just as you have to pick up the cane, like the bird's nest. The kol shekein, and certainly im yechot hayonim shaborer biyadayim. And certainly, according to Beishama, it would be good enough to pick up the birds. It sounds like from here you only have to pick up the bird's nest. Dirshu over here, footnote 38, points out. I'll read it. Mashma midvarav. I would say a little bit more than mashma midvarav. Sheladas Beishama dai binanua shahaken. You only need to pick up the nest, but not the birds themselves. But if you look at Rashi and the Rishonim over there, they say that according to Beishama, you have to actually pick up the birds themselves. Okay. Now, this is a discussion in Shitas Beishama. We don't pass like Beishama. We pass like Beis Hillel. You don't need to pick up the nest, and you don't need to pick up the birds. You just need to single out which birds you are designating for the Yontif Seuda. Rak, afilu ba'omid me'rachok, or b'ri'iyas eino, even if he's not so close. He sees the birds, and he designates them, borer ezemem sagi, borer ezemem, he decides which one he wants, sagi, that's enough. M'kamakom, tzor shiyisame b'daito, o yitva eina b'tviyas ayin gomer, shol yachalif l'mocha b'acheres. You have to know, where do you have to know that it's Ziggy and Iggy? Well, I don't want to be racist, but all birds look the same. So it's very hard to know, you know, which one it is. But as long as you know which one it is, that's going to be good enough. In Sharatin Ois Nun Gimel, he points out that you don't even have to verbalize it. It's enough to think it in your head. But you have to know which birds you are designating. And if you just say, I'm going to take from this group, Lo Sagi, that's not good enough. Mishabar Sifkat Delame Beis, Delo, Mishum, Delo, Pirish Behedya, Ezen Yikach. Because he's not telling us which one he's taking. He's not actually designating a bird. Velo Aminan. Now we don't say, Hai Delokeach Lamachar Huvr Delav Kivein Bahaz Monoso. So we have a concept in Halacha called Breira, where when I do something later, it indicates retroactively what I was meant to do originally. Okay, I don't know if that's such a good way of explaining it, but we'll plug it in over here. So the Mishnah is saying here we don't say Breira. Breira would mean that I say I'm taking from this group of birds, and then tomorrow when I pick up Ziggy, so it's Hoover and Lamafreya retroactively that I really designated Ziggy because I picked him up. Okay? Now normally that would work. Breira is something that works by Durabanan. So this is Durabanan. And Breira should work. Why does Breira not work over here? Explains the Mishabura. Velo Armina. We don't say Hai Delokeach Lamacha. The one that you take the next day, Huvrar, so it shows us that retroactively, Elav Kiven Bazman also, that when I was Mazmin, I'm going to take from this group of birds, so I really meant I'm going to take Ziggy, because later on I took Ziggy. Why do we say that? The Chosheshu Chachamim, the Chachamim were afraid. Shema kishiyavol dikach echad. So what's going to happen? The next day, I'm going to pick up Ziggy. Pick up Ziggy and say, oh, he's very scrawny. And what am I going to do? I'm going to put him back down. And then I'm going to take his fatter brother. And then it turns out, also so then Ziggy, when I picked up Ziggy, it ended up being a tilta shalala tzarech, or muksu. And he's really muksa. Why is he muksa? Because the way Brera would work, if it was working over here, would be the one that I take for the suda, that's the one that I meant retroactively. Great. Maybe that would help with the one that you take in the end. But the first one that you picked up that was scrawny and you decided to put back down, it doesn't work for him. So he ends up being a tilta shlola tzarech. He's muksa. And you took him without a hazmana. The brera, even if it would work, wouldn't work for him. And therefore, it doesn't work. And we shum zeh, filim yitza achar kach likach min ababiyado, gam kein is going to be aser. Okay, I mean, if you think about it a lot, you can kind of think about it this way, think about it that way. Bottom line is, we don't do this because of the one that you're going to pick up that ends up being scrawny, you put back down, so then that was a total shalala tzorah. Fine, right there. Omnam, however, imazmin of ploni beferish, but if you single out, I am going to take Ziggy for dinner, for the suda. Afilu lo mishmisho v'lo mechziklau. Even if I didn't pick him up, and I don't know what lo mechziklau means, I didn't see him, or he's not ro'i. Usually means ro'i. If his mamish not ro'i b'chlau, again, he thought he was ro'i, whatever it is. Lo chayshina, when I single him out by name, or whatever, obviously it does nothing by name, but I single out the bird. Lo chayshina, we're not afraid. Shema kishi kechena lamachim etzer kochosh v'yani chena. We're not afraid that he's going to pick it up, he's going to be scrawny, we're going to put it back down. Why are we not? Beis Shammai is afraid of that. That's why Beis Shammai says you have to actually pick him up. I mean, okay, that depends how you understand it, but it sounds like going to Rashi, you have to actually pick up the bird. That way you'll know if he's skinny, he's scrawny, he's not scrawny, he's a good fat bird or not. So when you single him out, you'll find him to be too scrawny and you'll put him down. We're not afraid of that. Why? She came and she married Yontav Efshahayu Lamashmasho. Hey Tave, im shamein hu, v'lo asakein. I could have picked him up Erev Yontav. I single out Ziggy. Now, Erev Yontav, I have the option to go over, pick up Ziggy, feel him out, see he's a good bird, he's not a good bird, I want to eat him, I don't want to eat him. The fact that I did not do that in Erev Yontav shows mistum and israt actually that I'm not so makbid on how fat the bird is. I don't really care. And therefore, we're not afraid, as long as you single him out, you opted not to check him out. Okay, so the next day we're not afraid that you're going to put him back down and it will be a tilta shalol tzorech. So as long as you single out which bird it is, you don't have to pick him up according to Beis Hillel. La locha, you single out the bird, that's enough. Vaitu. Sif yud aleph. Im zimen kola shovach. I designate the whole bird cage, the whole dovecote. But really, I only need two of them. But, you know, I don't have patience. I don't have time to go find Ziggy and figure out which one I want. So, one size fits all. I'm going to take the whole dovecote. But really, I only need two birds. It's a small yuntif. So then, ain't a moel. That does not help. However, continues the Ramah, Hagah. V'im hu efsher. But if it's possible, if it's possible that he'll need the entire dovecote, the whole bird cage, it's possible he'll need all 10. He doesn't know. He has a big yontif. Maybe there'll be enough with 8, maybe 7, maybe 10, maybe 11. So he designates the whole thing. That's okay. And then tomorrow, they're all not muksa because they're all theoretically potential Suda main courses for the Suda. So at that point already, then you can say, oh, you know, we'll start with the fatter ones and later we'll get to the skinnier ones. But they're all not muksa, and I can pick them up, put them down, I can do whatever I want. But that's only if it's a possibility that all of them are really relevant to be eaten on Yontif. But if Stam I do it because it's just easier, that doesn't work. Says Mishmas Rukatan Lamed Dalid. The other rabbi, just the opposite. It doesn't work. Why? Kevin Shem Shehiz Min Yosef Min Mashet Sarach. Since he designated more than he for sure is going to need, so what's he doing when he does that? Mistama Daito Haya Livra Lamachas Shamin Biyaser. So it means I'm designating all of them, and I'm going to pick which one I want. V'ikachshash Tiltu Muksa. And then it's going to be Tiltu Muksa because you definitely don't need all of them. But if I mamish, there's a good chance that I do need all of them, then it's okay. And I could even, says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Lamed Hey, Mutlu Afilu Tata Ulaniach Shekula Muzmanim Heim. They're all Muzmanim. So if they're all Muzmanim, I might need all of them. So what do I care if it's a big one? No, you know, you want to start with the fat birds, and then you'll take it from there. You want to give your guests, your family, the best, you know, the best quality. But if people are still hungry, I mean, I don't know how this works exactly, whatever, but you need more, so then you'll take the skinnier ones. Okay. That is Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Beis. Okay, these are all these Mishnayos and Gemaras and Beitza. Zimein Shnayim. I designate two birds. I go back to where I designated two birds. And lo and behold, this, I find three birds. Umatza Shlosha, he finds three. O Zimein Shchorim Ulevanim. Bikinim Amuvdalim Mechitza. Or I have a separate but equal Dovko. The black birds are on this side, the white birds on that side, with a Mechitza down the middle. And I designate, let's say, these two black birds, these two white birds. There's four birds there, two on this side, two on that side. These two are black, these two are white. I come to get them on Yontif. And the white are in the place of the black, and the black are in the place of the white. So do I just say they play musical chairs and they swapped? Or maybe these are four different birds entirely, and they're also Paskins the Shulchan Aruch Asurin. Elim came Akira, unless you know, oh, that's my friend Ziggy the bird. But if you don't recognize him, so then we don't know that the two swapped. Maybe these are four, these four that you designated disappeared, and these are four totally new ones. Now, the Mishnah Berurah addresses an interesting point in Sifkaton Lamed Vav. I designate two, I find three. So one of them, for sure, I know, was not designated. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Velo Mifto, maybe he should be Batel. Batel Barov. He's not Batel. The Bale Chayim Chashivi Velo Batli, because Bale Chayim, living creatures, are Chashuv, and they are not Batel. That's reason number one. Reason number two, V'kam, Gamhu Davash Yeshal Matirin. We said when something is a Davash Yeshal Matirin, it's going to be mutter after Yontif. So instead of using halachic concepts of bittel, just wait till after Yontif and eat it properly instead of using your thumbs and using bittel to eat it on Yontif itself. Okay. Look at the end of Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton Lamed Vav. By me, it's a second line in the Mishnah Berurah on the next page. Od Kotzvu. De'ein ha'echad osa kulam. Rak bimhayu kulam lifanenu. Now, I designated two. I find three. One of them for sure was not designated. So now, all three we said are usher. Because we have a mixture. It's chashev. There's no, we're not going to say bittel. It's a davar sheishlo matirin. Another good reason not to say bittel. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, that's only if all three are still here. But let's say I take one and I eat it because I didn't know. And then I tell my neighbor what happened. And he says, hey, you weren't allowed to eat it. So now one of them is gone. Ha'im ne'echal echad mehem, one of them was eaten. Onofa l'yam, shekvar eino ba'olam, it disappeared. But it sounds like flying away is not good enough. Sounds like eino ba'olam. Sounds like the animal has to die. It has to be mamish. Mutarim hasha'ar. So then the rest are going to be mutter. Darminan isura nafal onechal. We had three. Two are good. Two are kosher. One's not kosher, let's say. One disappears. So now we have a halachic right to say the usher one is the one that disappeared and these two are mutter. Al pi ha'ofanim ha'muvuarim yoredeh simin kufyud sivzai and sivches. Okay, it's a little bit complicated over there, but what basically comes out is how is this working? on a Torah level, okay, the concept that a Baal Chaim is not batal is derabanan. The concept that a Davar Sheish HaMatir is not batal is derabanan. Min HaTorah, Chad Betray batal. Min HaTorah, if I have two things that are kosher and one is not kosher, I say it's batal barov. We look at the majority is kosher, it's kosher. That's on a Torah level. Midrabana, we have all these other calculations. It's chashav, it's davar sheish l'matirin. So once it's already batal on a Torah level, but midrabana, it's not batal. So if one of them, this poof, it disappears. However, it disappears. Now you're not allowed to do that, obviously, with kavana. But if one of them disappeared, so then the rabbanan already waived their chumras of different things, and we have a right, minatero is a batal anyway, and now the rabbanan will just say that the one that was aser is the one that disappeared, and these two are going to be mutter. If you want a deeper and much more complicated understanding of what's going on over there, ayin yoredea sif siman kuf yud. Okay, that is Sif Yud Beis in a nutshell. Sif Yud Gimel. Now you have the opposite case. Zimein Shlosha. I designated three birds. Umatza Shnayim. Now I found two. Mutarib. So do we say that the three disappear and these are two new ones? Or one disappear, but these are the two out of the three are still here. And these are the two that I designated. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Mutarib. We say that these two are the two that you designated. Now, even if the three were tied together, and now I only found two untied birds, we still say that's okay, because the birds don't like being tied up, and they're very good at wiggling their way out of the being tied up. And therefore, we don't say, oh, the three disappeared, and these are two new ones. No, we assume that these are two of the original three. Look at the Mishabur Sifkata Mem Aleph, half the way down towards the bottom of the page, on the right side of the page. Hine Harav Taz, Cholek Adin Zeh. The Taz is Machmir against the Machaber over here. Uledvarav Koshlo Matzah Kafisha Inichan. If you didn't find the birds the way you left them, Amrinan Hani Shizman Azul Alma Bahanu Achrini Ninu. The ones that you wanted disappeared, and these are new birds. Skip the brackets. Other achronim support the kula of the Rama against the Taz. Okay, Sif Yud Aleph. We spent a lot of time on this, and it's time to finish the simon, so we're going to go a little bit more quickly and less thorough. And it's not something that comes, this is not so halacha lemaisa for us in the year 2020. Tavshin Pei Aleph. Zimein betoch haken. You designated the birds. They're inside the nest, inside the nest, I guess, or the house. Umata lifnei haken, and then you find them right outside the house. Asurim. Why asurim? Because we assume that these are not the birds from inside that are out, that are just came outside to take a little breath of fresh air. We assume that these are different birds. However, v'im ein sivo seim kein achem, but if there are no other bird nests around, harei mutar, then it's going to be mutar, because we're talking about, let's see right now, midodin. When you're talking about birds that are too small to fly, so they kind of like hop around. So you can't go too far, and they could not have come from too far away. So if there's other birds around, we say, okay, it's a different set of hopping birds. But if there's no other birds around, so then the hopping birds can't hop too far. And therefore, these must be the birds that we designated. But if you're dealing with flying birds, then it's going to be also, because then they could have come from anywhere. They assumed to hop around 50 amas. But that's only if they could see back to their nest. They're not gonna turn the corner so they can no longer see their nest. They always want to be connected to their nest. So they will hop 50. They'll do the 50 ama hop, but only provided that they can still see their original nest. And therefore, imu bekeren zavis, if it's around the corner, she'en yochel liros mikein zeh, they can't see from one nest to the other. So then, kevin she'ein na mafrichin, and they're not flying birds, ela medadin, they're hopping birds. So then we assume that these are the birds that you designated. They didn't come from the other nest because they can't see the other nest, and they wouldn't go from one nest to the other hopping if they can't see their original nest. Mishum tikoyecha de medade velo hoder chazi dekinei lo medade. They only hop as far as they can still see their original nest. They don't turn any corners. They just go yashar yashar. Im hizmin. Okay, now here we have parentheses. Seems to be the Ramah. Im hizmin tocha kein. You designated birds that were inside the nest. Or it sounds more like a birdhouse. Umatza al Pesach hakein, and you find them in the Pesach, in the doorway, in the entrance of the birdhouse. Mutarim, that's going to be mutter. Now I assume I made this up. Feel free to disagree, but that this is not disagreeing with the first line that we just saw in the Mechaber, where I designated birds that are in the birdhouse, and then I find them right outside the birdhouse, but kind of like this, We didn't do the Mishabur over there, but there's some sort of daf in the birdhouse and sticking out of the birdhouse where the birds go out to take a breath of fresh air. So that we said the birds are usher because we assume they're different birds. I assume the difference between the beginning and the end of Sif Yudalid is if they're still in the Pesach, like in the entrance, so then they're still considered to be in the birdhouse, and we have a right to halachically assume they're the same birds. But once they go outside, even though it's very common for them to step out for a breath of fresh air, it's already outside the birdhouse, and then now it's also, you don't have a right to assume that they are, in fact, the same birds. Siftes Vav, Eino Yehudi, Shehevi Daron Li Yisrael B'Yantif. A guy brings a gift to a Jew on Yantif. B'nei Yonah, he brings very young birds from his dovecotes that he has in the city. They're very little birds. They don't fly. So you don't need to catch them. They're not mechusa tzeda. They're going to be mutter. Now, when we're dealing with birds, again, we discussed already over the course of the week, there's two factors. There's a tzeda factor. Does the animal have to be caught? And even if the animal has to be caught, so that's a problem. A, you know how to catch it. And B, the bird is muksa. And even if the bird doesn't have to be caught, it's still going to be muksa. You have to designate that you want this bird for the sa'uda. So now we're dealing with birds that don't need to be caught. They're inherently caught because they're so small and they can't really go too far. They can't fly. So there's no tzeda problem. But we said you have to designate. So here, I didn't designate these birds. They belong to the guy. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Memchas, the birds are mutarim. They're mutter. Af l'mishev yam, even to the Jew to whom they were given as a gift. Why? If these birds would have belonged to a Jew, ein isurim rak mishim shelo hizminam, they would be usher. Why would they be usher? Not because they're mechusat seder. They're not mechusat seder. They're inherently caught. They don't go anywhere. But they're, you have to designate them, and you didn't designate them. And if you didn't designate them, aksi daitim hem erev yontif. It's as if on erev yontif, you pushed it out of your mind. These birds are not for yontif. That makes them muksa. However, hacha over here in this case, shehem shel nachri, they belong to the guy. The guy doesn't have a concept of aksi daite. Hanachri lo aksi daite mehem. The guy's not pushing it out of his mind for yontif. There's no concept of muksa by a guy. So the guy, all this stuff is designated because there's no concept of muksa. Umameila muchanim hem lakal. So say if they would need to be caught, so then it's inherently muksa. Here, it doesn't need to be caught. It doesn't have the muksa aspect of mechusat seda. It has the muksa aspect of not being designated. But that's only by Jewish birds. By goyish birds, it doesn't have to be designated. And therefore, it's mutter for the Jew to eat the birds. If it came from outside the tchum, so that's a separate problem, and then it would in fact be usher, but we'll deal with that in Siman Tov Kuf Tes Vav. Okay, Siiv Tes Zayin. Hashochet Behema B'Yantif. He sheks a Behema Yantif. Now, there is an Av Malach on Shabbos called Shchita and Hafshata. Shchita is shechting the animal. Hafshata is skinning the animal. You can't eat the animal. On Yantif, you're allowed to shech the animal. Tzar Chochel Nefesh, you're allowed to shech the animal. You're also allowed to skin the animal. Take off the skin. Otherwise, take off the hides, whatever it's called. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to eat the animal. Now, there's another issue, a Yoredeyadik issue. You have to, perhaps, there's something called a treifa. We call everything treif, but a treifa means it has a hole in one of its 18 vital organs. sort of, I guess, basically. And that, if it has a hole, one of those organs, it would be halachically, that's a real trefa. The pig is not trefe. The pig is a behemoth tamea. The animal that gets hit by the bus, that's not a trefa either. That's a nevela. It wasn't shechted. This is an animal that was shechted properly, but they found that the animal was basically sick. It had a hole in one of its vital organs. The animal's called a trefa. Okay, we don't check all of the, if we would have to check all the parts of the animal, so then every chicken would cost $250. So we assume we have a chazaka, whatever, that the animals are all kosher, they're not trefas. And they check, I think, the lungs, and maybe the tomei tagidim, the knees. But the rest of it, we rely on the chazaka, on the rov, that the animals are not trefas, they are kosher. So here, you're shechting your behemah yontif, which you're allowed to do, so recommends the Shulchan Aruch, tov lo shelo yivdok ad sheyafshit. Don't check the animal, don't check the lungs, and check for trefas, or any whatever trefas you're going to check. Don't do that until after you take or you skin the animal. Why? Shim timatze trefa, because if you're first going to check part of the animal to see if it's a trefa, and if it's found to be a trefa, so now the animal's muksa. Lo yeh rashai lavshita. Now it's muksa. You can no longer skin the animal. And if you leave the animal in its hides, it's going to spoil and rot. It's going to be worth nothing. If you first skin the animal, then you check it. The reason you're allowed to do that, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah in a second. Whatever. You're allowed to do that. We'll see why in a minute. So then even if we find afterwards that it is a trefa, the animal is not going to spoil so fast. And then you have a right to call the guy and in a halachically permissible way, basically sell it to the guy. Give it to the guy on Yontif. But if the skin is still on the animal, it's going to very quickly spoil, and you're not going to get to the you're not even going to be able to give it to the guy, or halachically sell it to the guy. However that works. Okay, let's see. Again, one more time. We're in Tuf Tes Zayin. Sorry, Tuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Tes Zayin. Hashochet behema b'yantiv. You're shechting a behema on yantiv. Tovlo. It is good for him. Shelo yivdok. Don't check the animal for trefas. Ad sheyafshit. First, skin the animal. Mishaber sifkat the memtes. Ulahavshit al koponim utikon shabatka. And I'm allowed to. Why are you allowed to skin the animal? Why am I allowed to skin the animal? You're allowed to skin the animal first. Why? She'ein choshishin shema titarev. Because you don't have to worry that maybe it's going to be a trefa. Why? Sherov behemos ksheros, and most animals are kosher. So I have a halachic right to assume the animal's kosher. There's a chazaka, there's a rov, the animal's kosher. The animal's kosher, I'm allowed to skin the animal. After I skin the animal, now I check the animal for trefa. And if the animal's found to be a trefa, okay, so then we'll see that's if you're zayin, that it's gonna become muksa. Mishabur sif katan nun. So if it's found to be a trefa, then you can't skin the animal. You have to stop. You can't skin the animal. Shrehi malacha shelo l'tzara chachila. Because then it's a malacha that's not l'tzara chachila anymore because it's trefa. V'chein ov shenitrefa b'shchita. Also with a chicken. Also limrot anotos. You wouldn't be able to take off his wing, his feathers. Okay. V'afilu lahavshit. Even if you want to skin the animal in a way that's not also min ha-Torah. V'afilu lahavshit b'derach she'enu also ela mishum shvos. Even if you want to skin it in a way that's only forbidden rabbinically, how you do that for homework, you could look at the Sharatzi and Ois Ayin. Gam kein aser. So it doesn't matter. It's not the Tzarek Ochel Nefesh. So it doesn't matter if aser min ha-Torah, aser min ha-Rabbanon. Aser is aser. You can't skin the animal. V'lo sharin alei. Now Mishra says, well, we have another concept. Now, I don't know. Okay, I didn't learn the sugya enough to know where this is coming from. But we have a concept sometimes where Chazal will allow you to do something that really they shouldn't allow. Hitiru sofo mishum, hitiru tchilaso, hitiru sofo mishum tchilaso. We let you do something later because if we're not going to let you do that, let's say, if we're not going to let you do X, Y, and Z, you're not going to come to shech the animal at all on Yontif. It's too dangerous. Because then you're going to be stuck with this carcass, and what are you going to do with it? It's going to be a big hefzid. You're going to lose a lot of money, so you're not going to shech the animal. So why do Chazal care if you shech the animal? Because if you're not going to shech the animal, then you're not going to have food for Yontif. And Chazal were afraid that you're not going to have food for Yontif. We don't say that over here. That's what the Mishabura says right now. V'lo sharina le. We're not going to let you skin the animal after you found it to be a treifa, mishum taimer, for the reason of dilma mimna v'lo shochi, because maybe you're not going to want to shech the animal in the first place. And v'yizbatam simchas yantif, and then you're not going to have simchas yantif. U'kamo ha'hi, as we'll see in Tav Tzadi Tes. Why don't we say that? Because we have a very simple etza. We just say, first skin the animal and then check it for treifa. Since you have that option, we don't have to go the other way. After you found it to be a treifa, we're still going to let you skin the animal, because otherwise you're not going to come to do it lechatchila. We don't have to come to that. Just follow the instructions of the Shulchan Aruch. You have to follow the order. Shchita, skinning, checking. And then you're not going to have the problem. Okay, Sif Yedzayim. Now, in Nimtzes Treifa, if the animal is found to be a treifa, which is not common, it's not the, usually it's not a treifa, we have a chazak, it's not a treifa, we have a rov, it's not a treifa. But if you're the lucky winner and have the animal that is a treifa, also the taltala, now it's going to be muksa, and you're not allowed to move it. Aval, what can you do? Mutter l'macha le'en Yehudi, you're allowed to sell it to the guy. Keder on Yontif. Kederach she'itiru mechira li'yisrael. Just like we allowed you at the end of Hilchos Yontif, and in Shinchav Gimel, I think it is, in Hilchos Shabbos, there's a halachically permissible way to sell something on Shabbos in Yontif. What's that? Shelo yishko, you're not going to weigh it. Velo yaz kischum damim, you're not going to talk about money. Everything's going to be worked out after Yontif. He takes it with the understanding that after Yontif he's going to he's going to pay you for it. And if you don't be in a mamino, you come in a mashkon. You can take his watch as a mashkon if you don't trust him. But you're allowed to sell it in a halachically permissible way of selling things on yant. Now here the Mishabura Sivkaton Nun Aleph, quite large. So now the Mishabura, if you look down four lines later, it says the same thing we said before. Oh, hold on. First he says, you're not going to move it. What if it's in the sun? What if it's in the sun? And it's going to spoil very fast. We don't care. You're not allowed. It's muksa. You're not allowed to move it. So why don't we say the same thing? V'lo yitir zem shim shema mimna v'lo shach. It's the same cheshbon we just spoke about. Maybe we should allow it, because otherwise you're not going to shech the animal zechatchila, because it's going to be a big loss and you're not going to have simchas yantif. We're not worried about that. Why not? Same thing. Kevin sheyachol l'shachta b'makom tzel, because you could shecht it. Follow the instructions. Shecht it in a place. Check it, or shecht it, or check it in a place where even if you're stuck with it, you can leave it there and it's not going to get ruined. Don't do it in the sunlight. The Yeshikas, what others have said, the Shema Minna v'lo shachta. Whenever you're not going to shecht, the Mishum Shema Yimotze Trefa lo Minna. Trefas are not so common, so we're not so worried that you're going to end up with a trefa, and then next time you're not going to shech the animal because maybe you get a trefa. It's very rare to get a trefa. Umishum ze yesh kasu da idna nowadays the machmarina betrefos hareya bekama chumros. Nowadays that we have a number of chumros when it comes to the lungs, like glat, that it should be a smooth lung, which is not really, just because it's not smooth doesn't mean it has a hole in it. Right? These are different chumras that we have in the checking the lungs to make sure. But nowadays, since we have all these chumras, so we have much more treifas because we have more chumras. So shchichi treifas, then it is more common. So then there is more of a concern that we're not going to shecht animals on yantif because it's more likely that you're going to be stuck with it if we're not going to let him put it in the shade. Okay, so he brings down that those who want to say nowadays you would be allowed to move it into the shade. Meaning, why don't we just say you should have done it that way in the first place? I don't know, because this is the different reason. And according to the first reason, the whole reason is you just follow the instructions, do it in the shade. This is saying it's not shchiach, but once you nowadays it is shchiach, so lo yimna, lo shachit. Okay, fine. Then continues the Mishnah Berurah, because of the Shittas HaMachaber, the Muksa Asa B'Yantif. This is a case where the animal became Muksa on Yantif. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda on the Machaber in Taf Tzadi A that there's Muksa on Yantif. Aval yesh omrim shevi Ramah. The Ramah's yesh omrim sham de muksa shari. That you don't have to worry about this type of muksa on yantiv. Gam binyaneinu shari. So this is the type of muksa that will be mutter on yantiv according to that Ramah. Kain katsu kama poskim. V'yesh mishe sovrim de behemish nitzvah havi nolad. Others say, no, it's worse than muksa. It's like nolad. It's like changed its form when it went from being a kosher animal to a treif animal. Dirshu brings up from the Chazon Ish that he doesn't agree with that. An animal that became a treifa is not considered nolad. He says the animal, live animals die, and that's what's supposed to be, whether it becomes a kosher animal or a treif animal, and that's not called nolad. It's not, the nolad's like a panim chadashos, it's like a new thing. This is not considered a new thing. But if it were to be considered nolad, he says, mikara bechazi lachilat adam, and first it was human food, and now it becomes animal food. I don't know why it becomes animal food. It becomes food for guy, and you can sell it to the guy. I don't know. But anyway, fine. The imkain, the yesh omrim aser. So if it's nolad, then even the mekilim, those who say there's no problem muksa on yantiv, but nolad type of muksa, nolad is more chamer, and there will be a nolad problem. So then it would be a problem of nolad over here. Okay, that is Siman Tov Tzadi Zion.